From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama hosts a nuclear security summit starting today, the biggest gathering of world leaders since President Franklin Roosevelt brought leaders together to form the United Nations during the World War II era, focuses on protecting atomic materials from theft and from getting into the hands of terrorists. Some 47 world leaders are expected to participate, as Linda Fasulo reports from New York. UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon is also attending.
At the summit, Ban is expected to underscore the importance of coordinating global efforts at the national, regional, and international levels to address nuclear challenges and call for strengthening international treaties and institutions. In addition, he is expected to discuss his own initiatives, which include an action plan on nuclear disarmament and nonproliferation. UN officials say the Secretary General hopes the summit will help keep up momentum for the success of the upcoming Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty Review Conference in May. Last week, the UN chief applauded the signing of the New START Treaty by the United States and Russia, as well as Washington's new nuclear strategy. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
Recovery operations at the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia are halted once again because of high levels of toxic gases. An explosion at the mine killed 29 people and injured two others last Monday. Carrie Brown of West Virginia Public Broadcasting has some details on what investigators arriving today will be looking for and on events commemorating the lives of the explosion's victims.
According to the State Office of Miners' Health Safety and Training, all but 9 bodies have been removed from the mine. The remaining bodies are located in the section of the mine with high gas levels. Another hole is being drilled to help ventilate the area so rescue teams can continue their recovery efforts. Federal investigators will be at the mine today to start piecing together what went wrong. Officials will map where they found the miners' remains and conduct interviews. MSHA says the investigation could take a year to complete. Funerals for the miners will continue over the next few weeks. Meanwhile, a special ceremony will take place at the state capitol. Governor Joe Manchin is urging people across the country to pause for a moment of silence and prayer at 3:30 this afternoon, which marks exactly a week since the deadly mine explosion. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Brown in Raleigh County, West Virginia.
Israel at a brief standstill this morning for the annual memorial for the Holocaust dead. The front page of a major daily carries a photo of a bearded Jewish Pole in a prayer shawl, kneeling before two Nazi soldiers with his fists clenched moments before the soldiers execute him. President Obama is calling on all people to prevent genocide and to confront anti-Semitism and prejudice in all of its forms. This is NPR News. Polish officials are starting to map a course after the country's president and dozens of other leaders from within government and outside of it were killed in a plane crash in Russia this past weekend. Chicago's Polish community is mourning the death of their homeland's president, Lech Kaczynski, and the other occupants of the plane. As NPR's David Shaper reports, Chicago has the largest Polish population in the world outside of Warsaw.
Hundreds of Polish Chicagoans quietly sang their homeland's anthem at this memorial service at St. Adalbert Cemetery, where a monument stands to honor the thousands of Poles killed in the 1940 Katyn Forest Massacre. Kaczynski's plane was taking the president and other dignitaries to commemorate the massacre when it crashed Saturday, and the Chicago artist who designed this monument was among those killed. Hanna Kapika says Chicago's Polish community is still in shock.
For us, it's a personal, for Polish Americans, it's like our private September 11th. Everybody is just so sad, and there are no words to even explain what's happened.
Kapika says President Kaczynski was so well-liked in Chicago, he was planning to lead the big Polish Constitution Day parade here next month. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
A landslide caused by a burst irrigation pipe has hit and derailed a train in northern Italy. At least 6 people are dead. Police say more than 20 are hurt. The train line runs between mountains and a river. An Italian news agency reports trees kept the crowded rush hour train from plunging into the river. The landslide hit the train near the city of Murano, and that's about 185 miles north of Venice. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.